When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, Pia.
Hi, Emily.
What a reunion, huh?
Interesting. Some people were interesting this reunion part two.
People were interesting, yes. But overall, I was left needing nothing else. I didn't leave that reunion going, damn, I wish they had talked about, or maybe I, no, I'm happy with everything they talked about, right?
No, I felt complete. I did feel complete. I actually, and I also feel, I'm glad that Andy didn't let JT take over too much, because I felt JT's energy wanting to, like, I think the only person that left Southern Charm's reunion unhappy was JT. I feel like he thought he was going to get a lot more time to drag Austin, and no one on the cast was allowing it. So that kind of made me happy. Not because I don't think Austin deserves a dragging. JT, the way in which JT was going about it was kind of a nuisance.
Yeah, no, he was actually pissing Andy off. Andy was getting irritated, like, sir, you just got here, okay?
Yeah.
We've been dealing with Austin for so long. You're not going to come in and suddenly change everything, okay?
Yeah, I liked Andy's moment being like, every year we do this.
And then they play the perfect compilation of him saying the same shit over and over again.
Correct.
Okay, so Olivia's just walked off set and been like, fucking cunt. And Shep walks over to Taylor and whispers the weirdest, I didn't understand it. He goes, look, I know how you feel, but you look really shook and that's how you are. But you're taking a page out of my book last season and it's working. Trust me, okay? Silence is golden right now. What page is she taking out of your book? What's working right now? What?
There was so much in that whole exchange that was just crazy to me. First of all, Shep is like, his mission, I feel like, in this reunion is to take any credit for anything that Taylor has done in right or wrong. Yeah, it's weird. He really does. It feels like he needs to keep ownership of her.
Because honestly, what is she doing that he did last year?
I couldn't think. I really do not know. Like, he's
like nothing,
pulling,
right?
Like, out of his ass.
Like, what are you talking about?
He's completely pulling that out of his ass. It was a really weird thing to say.
And it's working. And what's working?
And it felt
nothing's working right now, dude.
Yeah, no, that nothing is working. And also, it felt like almost like I was watching how grooming happens.
No, it was really uncomfortable. I am glad that she attempted to say, even though he had already walked away, like, no, there was no need to coach me at all, because it was like brainwashing.
Yes.
It was so weird. It was such a weird exchange.
But yet she did do it.
Yeah, she did. She did get quiet. But I mean, they also went on to different things too.
They did. To be fair, they did. No, I don't think that
she did not need that from Shep. Shep did not need to do that is what it is.
Period.
You did nothing there. They go backstage for a break and Craig says to Austin, he's like, okay, look, calling out Olivia for T-Rav is not fixing things. And Austin agrees, but for some reason, Craig coaches Austin on asking Shep what his problem is. I'm going to guess that Shep has said that he's not mad about the Taylor thing enough times for even Craig to believe it. Because Craig's POV this whole time has been Shep is holding on to things. He needs to let it out. It's all because of this and that. I was a little thrown off that he was telling Austin, like, Austin wouldn't know either. Like, you know what I'm saying? Am I making sense?
Yes. No, yeah. It was, I don't know. I feel like it was an unnecessary thing to say.
It was a weird thing to say. I'm like, what am I? But you know what then? Hold on. I'm realizing it. I forgot. Okay. It's because Shep had already done that thing where he tried to invite them to a lunch where he could talk about mea culpa. I've been a mess. I need to work on myself. Oh, yeah. And they mm-hmm. didn't. And so maybe now Craig wants Shep to tell Austin, I'm sad you're not there for me. I don't know. It just really threw me off because Craig this whole entire season was like, Shep, just tell him you're mad about the Taylor thing. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, you just need to tell him, Shep, what's your problem?
Like, I feel like Austin has, though.
Don't we know? Yeah. We already know what this is. And that's what actually makes us mad is that when he goes, Shep, what are you mad about? Like, you know what he's mad about.
Yeah, so that was a weird moment. What are you mad about? Like, he needed to say, are you mad about something else?
Yes, that was the coaching he needed. Yeah.
There it is.
I think that also, too, we don't fully know the scope of what happened at BravoCon.
Right.
And, like, obviously, we've only gotten what they've told us and stuff. So there's some shit must have really gone down. Like, Shep mm-hmm. must have been just a whole other thing, which maybe just shifted everything for the dynamic.
Yeah, I feel like at least for Craig, he is kind of even outgrowing Austin. So not mm-hmm. to give JT too much accolades, mm-hmm. but mm-hmm, mm-hmm. he's not wrong. Like there's going to be a certain point where Craig is going to have to like be looking at Austin as well. But I feel like at least for Craig, when whatever happened at BravoCon with Shep, he was probably like, he is a liability. I am a business owner. I am trying to get married and have kids. I cannot have my future page babies around Shep. He is a liability.
He is a liability. No doubt about that. And that's saying a lot with that trio. Craig has obviously evolved, but for Austin, for even me to be like, Austin's not as bad as Shep.
Oh, yeah. He's
darkness.
He's not anywhere near Shep, but again, Craig's not wrong.
Yeah,
he is going to get to a point where he's going to have to make a choice of what, and it was just always, that was just funny because we're saying all this in front of Shep, like he's not fucking there.
I know, right?
It's hilarious, but you know.
They did do that a lot. He's just like, hey guys. Hey.
I would have been so awkward, like, I am in the room.
I'm
like,
right here, everybody. I'm right here. Austin goes, I want to say to Andy, can you put a muzzle on this fucking chihuahua down there? But Craig even goes, well, you can say, hey, it's disruptive. Like he wanted him to tell on because JT probably did 20 times more than we even saw.
Oh, I'm sure.
They only can edit so much in, so it was probably even more annoying.
Yeah.
Okay. Shep goes to Madison's area though, and he's doing the math, and he goes, "Hey, we're cool. I was just reacting to you making fun of my like sexual prowess, you know, and we don't have a problem." And she just goes, "Okay, good, because I will go there."
You've been warned.
She goes, "I don't protect you. I don't protect any of you." You guys, because Shep made Madison's life hell when Madison first came on the show as Austin's girl. We didn't find this out until a little bit later, but Shep had hit on her at the party where I think we were introduced to her, and she was not interested. And, you know, that's all Shep cares about is when Austin first joined the show, it was pure competition between the two of them. Mm-hmm. So when Austin and Madison got together, he would treat Madison horribly, horribly. So they have a history.
I didn't watch it during that time, but I remember seeing clips.
Whenever they show a flashback, it's brutal.
Yeah. Even when it was like on and I wasn't watching, I knew for some reason. I knew this girl was like, I really did. I knew a little things about Southern Charm even when I wasn't watching it. And that was one of the things that I knew. I knew that there was this girl that this other guy just fucking hated. And I was like, I don't know what his problem is, but I don't know.
Funny. That's so funny. Okay, so the Rods join the group, and as they're setting up, though this is a small little moment, Olivia says to Madison that she should have listened to what she said about Taylor, that there was something just off with her.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting that Madison caught on to it. Excuse me.
Because I feel like people like Madison are very observant. They can see the facade, and because I feel like she's like, you know, a people – she's probably the most down to earth out of the people. Like everybody else is like comes from money, I feel like. And she's just like, I feel like more streety, if that makes sense.
A little more street smarts.
Yeah.
That's I can't say yes or no. I actually don't know.
Seems a little bit more rough around the edges, mm-hmm. and I feel like that gives her, like, she can clock people more easily.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's always having to defend herself against the Sheps of the world.
And there's been times where she's been so out of control that you're like, okay, I'm having a hard time supporting you here, Madison. But then imagine these big-ass grown men coming for her all at once, like 6 feet, whatever men they are. That's an intense feeling.
Yeah.
Okay, so they get into Straight Rod's package, which leads into Olivia leaving her bra at Austin's house. Andy asks if who here believes that nothing else happened that night. And Shep is the only one who says he thinks more happened. And it really, he goes, I know Austin's sexual prowess or sexual appetite or something, but it's again like really taking the ownership off of the woman and the autonomy off of the woman. She wouldn't. Yeah. I know she wouldn't want to.
Right. Taylor probably would.
Mm. Mm. But Rod saves her by saying, he goes, I'm not going to say what exactly it was, but she promised me in a way that made me fully trust her word. Do we think she swore on her brother? I think if you're going to mean something, you're like, I swear on my fucking brother, nothing happened. And it's like, got it. And
I didn't clock it for that. I didn't really know what he meant by that, but that, what you just said makes complete sense why he would believe that.
Because if you know you did nothing and it's really fucking annoying and everyone's telling you did, you're like, I'm going to swear on the thing I should never swear on, but that's how serious this is. I did nothing else. And it's now I understand. I'm glad that someone wrote in, who throws away a bra? Like who just says, yeah, toss it.
Yeah.
But I believed her now. I believe it all.
I kind of believed it then. I feel like she does seem like a girl that would buy like a new bra every day and not give a fuck.
And I don't think she really needs a bra. She's not one of those people, you know, so she goes, it's fine. That's, I don't really care.
Looking back, not trying to be creepy, but I you're right. I don't even think she's a bra gal.
Yeah, she doesn't seem like someone who needs it.
Yeah.
Like if I were to take my bra off, I would be very aware and be like, I need that. I'm going to put that back on. But she seems like someone who it's more like a vanity thing. Like, yeah, whatever. It's fine.
Yeah. I would not say that because I have two bras that I rotate. Okay.
Me too, pretty much.
They're not I have cute. The one or they're two practical.
Fancy. Yes. I have the one or two like fancier bra, but no, the other two, those are vital.
I've once like lost it, but like in my house, I was like, where is it? Where is it? I don't want to buy this. These are my comfy, everyday, get me through the week bras. I need you.
Totally. Okay, viewer question for Olivia. Who's the new guy and why were you vacationing with Austin? I'm glad they're bringing this up. I am. And I'm going to say that Olivia didn't do the best job defending herself. Craig did a good job defending it. Craig, because everyone was going, hold on, how come he goes, look, Austin brought Olivia as his plus one time, and then they all became really good friends. So now they invite both of them because they don't want to choose sides. And I think that's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, it is cool. But I don't know.
Shep goes, I bet if Taylor had a friend with a private jet and a beach house, they would be in a lot better place too. And I said, excuse me?
Don't
do that.
No, because again, I saw Olivia's parent. She has money. I don't think that that's like the thing that impresses her. Like,
totally.
She's not. That's not something like we're not on Vanderpump Rules. Like, no offense. That's not going to be the thing that it's not going to be the thing that impresses her. She has money. I'm sure that's not. No.
Nope. That didn't work. She explains that she's had so many conversations with Taylor that just went wrong. She was lying to my face. And then Austin, this is a quote, Austin stepped in at a time where I was very vulnerable and broken and I bonded with him and there were unresolved feelings there. I think she was referring at that point to during the season. But this vacation is a separate thing. I think that if some of the people in this group, let's say, decided they wanted to go on a vacation and they let her know Taylor's going to be there, mm-hmm. she'd be like, okay, I'm just not going to talk to her.
Yeah.
So they're kind of trying to pin her a little bit more. But to be fair, I'm glad that Andy says, you know, Austin also lied to you. So.
Yes, he did.
And she goes, yeah, that's true. But I do understand how it looks like I'm giving him passes, but I really tried with Taylor and it didn't get anywhere. I honestly just wish she kind of had said, it was just a vacation, guys. That's it. Like, I was invited to go on this vacation. He is friends with them. That's why he was there. It's not like, I'm not calling him. I'm not an active friend of his. I think that's what they were, that's like the point they were missing.
Right. And I was going to say, well, she has been on vacations with Taylor after this stuff, but but that's for the show. This was no filming, so, you know.
Exactly.
No requirement. So.
Fine.
Olivia
says, though, to Taylor, I know you've had a hard year. I know this has been difficult for you. I'm not trying to kick you while you're down, but I was thinking about you, and you were not thinking about me, not once this season. And I learned that watching it back. And Gayrod decides to chime in and says, I don't think that's true. And the way she replies to him so fast, she goes, I don't care. She was ready to pounce. He must have been saying some shit like leading up to this. He must have either been bumping into her saying stuff in town or texting her. Or, I don't know.
Yeah, she already, there. The way she in didn't which like that, him. Yeah, the way in which that exchange went, we have something happened off camera that we have not seen. Because he was ready and she was ready.
Agreed.
Didn't seem shocked.
Agreed.
I felt like she wanted to say, shut your cunt mouth too. Like, yeah. That's what I felt like she wanted to say.
It's almost like I've been hearing you. You've been talking shit. She was so ready for it.
Yeah.
And he goes, Olivia, I know you don't care, but the problem is I watched her throughout the season telling you she's sorry, she fucked up. Yes, she fucked up. And you keep saying, I don't want to kick you while you're down, but I watched you do it all the time. Sir, let me put it this way. She wasn't down during the season. Unfortunately, her brother passed after they wrapped. So during the season, she was not kicking her while she was down. Taylor was kicking Olivia while she was down.
So much so that she, to even prove her point, and I know she didn't mean to, but she did bring Olivia's deceased brother just to prove a point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
By the way, guys, that was 2 weeks after he passed.
Mm-hmm. The funeral,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So grieving process was still full in effect, mm-hmm. Okay?
Olivia goes, how? I never said one bad thing about her up until this point. See, Olivia just, she comes so ready with these, but she's just, it's off the top of her head. I'm so impressed.
Yes.
She goes, up until I realized that you were saying stuff about me. People wanted me to flip out. They wanted me to throw my drink at you, flip a table. I kept it completely positive, and I look like an idiot because I was protecting a friendship that I thought we were both protecting. And watching it back, I realized I was the only one doing that. Oof. Gayrod interrupts and he goes, I don't think anyone would have faulted you for doing those things. And she just goes, shut up. And he goes, good for you, Olivia. Fuck you. Okay, listen, I don't know why you came in so mad at her. I really don't. But you need to tone it down because you were not in this season enough for me to be defending your actions in this moment. Now I'm just like, bye-bye.
I mean, I kind of liked you just because you seemed like something about you seemed interesting, but you gave me nothing yet. I wanted to know more.
Uh-huh.
I do want to know more, but all I have to say is if you're going to do this, if you're going to come with this type of energy and you're invited back next year, you better keep this energy.
Exactly.
No more being the silent friend who just meanders in the back and still gets to be on the reunion for some reason. You decided to open Pandora's box with opening your mouth and being sassy. You got to keep it.
Yep.
Keep this energy next year.
Mm-hmm. He's in a weird position, too, because he's Craig's good friend from college. Mm-hmm. So he's, you know, aligned with that side of the couch, if you will. But yet he's also one of the girls because
mm-hmm.
he's the gay, you know, like they all want to hang with him. And so it's he didn't know. I wish he had stuck with the girls. I wish we had seen more of that. But we only saw him in guy scenes, like the dinner at Whitney's.
Yeah, I don't
know if you probably remember him from that because he was doing too much.
No, I do because he was like more so interested in talking to the wait staff. And
yes.
And then when things were getting too much, he was like, I'm out of here. That's why I was actually the most, that's when I got the most interested was him, just because with him, it was at the Shep dinner, because he was just like, or Whitney's dinner, excuse me, because he was just like, he just seemed like he would, like, yeah, you're right, because he didn't want to be with the guys. I can tell he would be more interesting if he was hanging out with the girls.
Like, he should have gone over to Patricia, to hang out with Patricia and Madison.
Yeah.
I would have been much more intrigued by that.
Yeah.
Ladies, did you know that one of the most common complaints from women about their sexual health is a frustratingly low libido? Our sex drives can decline, but it's also treatable. Addy, or flibanserin, is FDA approved and has been clinically proven to increase sexual desire in certain premenopausal women who are bothered by a low libido. So if you feel like you've lost your desire and you want to get it back, stop falling for the snake oils and ask your doctor about Addy today, or go to Addy.com. That's Addy.com.
Addy is for premenopausal women with acquired generalized hypoactive sexual desire disorder, HSDD, who have not had problems with low sexual desire in the past, who have low sexual desire no matter the type of sexual activity, the situation, or the sexual partner. The low sexual desire is troubling to them and is not due to a medical or mental health problem, problems in the relationship, or medicine or other drug use. Addy is not for use in men or to enhance sexual performance. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is increased if you drink 1 to 2 standard alcoholic drinks close in time to your Addy dose. Wait at least 2 hours after drinking before taking Addy at bedtime. Your risk of severe low blood pressure and fainting is also increased if you take certain prescriptions, over-the-counter or herbal medications, or have liver problems. Low blood pressure and fainting can happen when you take Addy, even if you don't drink alcohol or take other medicines. Do not take if you are allergic to any of the ingredients in Addy. Allergic reactions may include hives, itching or trouble breathing, sleepiness, sometimes serious, can occur. Common side effects include dizziness, nausea, tiredness, difficulty falling asleep or staying asleep, and dry mouth. See full PI and medication guide, including box warning, at Addy.com/PI or call 844-PINK-PILL.
Ask your doctor about Addy today or go to Addy.com. That's Addy.com.
Hungry Root is so perfect for someone like me who hates going to the store but loves having healthy groceries and simple recipes available in my home. Hungry Root is so fun. You take a quiz, Hungry Root gets to know you, like what are your goals, how do you like to eat, what flavors, what kitchen appliances do you use? Then they'll keep all your needs and preferences top of mind, and they start building your cart with delicious recipes and all of your grocery needs for the week. Now, you can adjust and edit the cart as you see fit, and what you get are credits. So if you take a bunch of stuff out of the cart, I personally start from scratch because I have a lot of fun shopping through, they call them the aisles on their site. They've got fresh produce, high quality meat and seafood, pantry staples, healthy snacks that I hadn't even heard of before. So I've been introduced to new cool brands, delicious sweets, much more. And you can base your search off how long you want to be in the kitchen, how much prep time, how much cook time. As you know me, I'm like down to 0 to 5 minutes if I can get that. Hungry Root goes beyond your weekly grocery haul with thousands of easy recipes that actually put your groceries to good use before they get forgotten in the back of your fridge. Guilty. And Hungry Root follows a very simple standard. It's got to taste good, be quick to make, and contain whole, trusted ingredients. Spend less time meal planning, shopping, cooking, and more time enjoying healthy food that you'll actually love with Hungry Root. Right now, Hungry Root is offering She's Speaking listeners 40% off your first delivery and free veggies for life. Just go to hungryroot.com/she speaks to get 40% off your first delivery and get your free veggies. That's hungryroot.com/she speaks. Don't forget to use our link so they know we sent you. Okay, Andy goes into Olivia's brother's package and also pulls in Taylor's brother passing as well. It's very weird that Andy asks this next question because I think these are just things that are like on the cards and sometimes they should maybe adjust a little bit because we've already been over, they have already, Austin and Olivia have already gone back and forth enough, but it's like they make them go back to that time before any of that happened. So he goes, Austin, how important was it for you to be there for Olivia? Like, oh, don't make us go down this road. Don't make us live in that space. We get it. Blah, blah, blah. He lost his little. I don't want to hear it.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it. That's when Olivia says it was two. I was in Jamaica 2 weeks after the funeral, and it was hard that neither Taylor or Austin had any grace for her. Everyone but Taylor and Austin went to her room to check on her. That's kind of nuts. Olivia says to Austin, you're calling me inconsistent. You're calling me fake. There was just no grace or understanding. Give me a timeout and check in like everyone else did, but you too. And then to expect an apology from me, I watched that back and my mouth fell on the ground. And Shep goes, me too. Because when he said that with his whole chest,
yeah,
I was really expecting you to come in and be like, I'm sorry, Austin. You know, my emotions got the best of me.
How? And also, I didn't really, like, for me, I still hear him say, sorry, Austin, my emotions got the best. My emotions being connected to my brother passing is all I could hear. And I'm like, use that. Do not be like, I'm a hot mess because of my brother.
I didn't even put it together like that, but that makes it even worse.
I know. Like, that's all I could hear. It was like, it kind of felt like, it hit me kind of like how when Taylor used it. And again, I don't think either of them meant to do it, but it still was done.
Yeah. Yeah. Austin goes, that's because we got to Jamaica and it was all fine. And then all of a sudden it took a turn. The article came out when you were in Jamaica. That's why. I mean, it's going to be all over social media. She's going to be getting sent the article. She's going to be getting DMs, comments, like tags and everything.
I thought that was like a given why it got brought up again, because that's kind of a thing that gets on my nerves when I see some of the comments that are just so Team Taylor and like, why can't Olivia move past this? She's apologized a million times. You know this, the old song. These are one of the reasons. I feel like every time Olivia gets triggered or brings anything up is because a new piece of information happens. In this particular case, it was the article that dropped. So they're reliving it again. The reunion, these are things that are people have to relive.
Yes.
So how can one move
past? That's it.
If things keep happening where they have to constantly relive or they're learning new information, because Austin and Taylor refuse to tell Olivia everything at one time.
Right?
That's their fault. God, if I have to argue with one more person I don't know on the internet, I will go out of my mind. I ride at dawn for Olivia.
Austin puts out the most, he sounds so put out and exasperated. He's like, all right, so I apologize. Oh, wow. Thank you so much. Wow, Austin. That's great. Okay, we get a cute little moment about how Vanita was there for Olivia and that they're friends now. And I appreciated that very much.
I actually low-key forgot about how tumultuous, I can't say the word, how shitty the relationship started.
That whole conversation.
I kind of fucking forgot.
Yeah, totally. Andy asks Leva, Madison, and Vanita if they will ever make their way back to being Taylor's friend. And Madison says that she's just got to keep her at arm's length. I mean, you're not having sleepovers at my house.
That was so funny.
Okay, I feel so stupid. What did she mean by that?
I mean, I feel like it was a loaded situation. It was like, one, like, we'll never be that close. And two, I don't trust you around my man.
Oh, you're not having – okay, I get it. Because we're not going to be close like you are with Austin type of thing and like how you're having sleepovers. Okay, got it. I felt so stupid. Everyone's like, I'm living for this. And I'm like, I don't get it. Sometimes things go over my head. I don't do 2 and 2 very well. Andy brings up Austin getting booed at BravoCon. Now, okay, I did a whole little sketch about this because I could not believe Austin. I was at BravoCon. I was at that panel. And I remember when he went, I cannot wait for the fucking reunion for like Vindication or something like that. I could probably find the clip, but something like that. Okay. Mm-hmm. Then Andy goes, so like what type of stuff? And he's like, oh, wow. I mean, wow, I'm so unprepared. Okay, you said at BravoCon you wanted to talk about the reunion. You knew what time you knew what they were filming this today, buddy. How are you not prepared? You're the only reason he's asking this.
That's such a good point, Emily. Oh my gosh.
The only reason he's asking this because it's an actual follow-up to what you said. And he's like, "Man, Andy, you're really catching me off guard." How? You showed up to the reunion.
I'm wondering if he's meaning like he knew that Taylor was going to talk about Olivia and Thomas.
Oh.
And he thought that, and maybe he thought everyone
He thought that was going to be this whole thing.
Yeah, and he quickly realized, like, obviously.
Ew.
I'm wondering, that's why, because he's like, he seemed like, I'm wondering if that's because I told you I think that he knew that he was choosing, like, and this may be what he was talking about on BravoCon, but, like, you know, I don't know. Maybe.
Gross. Olivia reminds him that after that moment, after that panel, he went up to her and got in her face and was like, fuck you, this is your fault, I got booed. And Madison goes, when you threw that granola bar at his face, I died. And she goes, I wasted my snack on you. God, it just shows that this group is genuinely this crazy, even off camera. Austin, then he goes, it's been tough to watch my foibles. And Andy goes, did you watch? Olivia goes, no. And Austin, as if this is a good thing, he goes, Olivia, I watched half of it. That's not all of the show.
It's so, I mean, I guess I feel like I could, if I was on a show, I could not watch it.
And it's important to watch it, I think.
I think it's so important.
You
want to
see how it's edited? You want to see how you come across? Like, hello?
I feel like I would, yeah, it especially if it is being edited where you feel like, no, that's not what I said. I would like to be able to know exactly what, so I can be able to fill in the blanks for people that,
Exactly. Andy asks Craig if he thinks Austin is like Shep, and Craig says he still has a choice on what direction to go, but, quote, he's got to stop making decisions and then being disappointed with the consequences.
That was really good. Put that on a pillow.
Put that on a pillow. JT chimes in and says, who you hang out with is who you will become. And I'm like, no, sir. You did just fucking get here. You used one of them to get you on this show here. So watch your fucking tone with Craig, okay?
Exactly.
Craig's like, what do you expect me to do? Just cut him off. And but I don't like the way JT's instructing Craig, a grown man who has a long-standing history with Austin. He's like, arms distance. And Craig says that Austin is trying to get better with the therapy, I'm assuming. So that's why I'm cool with him. And JT's like, give him space to work on himself. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, like,
I don't like that.
I do not like that. He's too familiar. Totally. I hate that shit. And also, Austin says something later that I've been thinking myself. It's like, you just got here. We don't know if you're an asshole or not. You're just saying you're a good guy. We have no fucking idea. They just happen to have been seeing me for 7 years be a shit person. I'm sure his first season, like, maybe people like didn't.
But they did. People thought that he was a better version of Shep or something, kind of a deal.
So yeah, like, time will tell. And time has told because a lot of people have come out from your past saying that you're a piece of shit. So fuck off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Leva does a lot of translating on JT's behalf. She does it a couple times. She goes, I think JT thinks that you're harder on Shep than on Austin. And Craig is like, Shep and I have a lot longer history.
Okay. Yeah.
Don't even. This is when Andy asks, like, okay, Austin, what was misrepresented about your relationship with Olivia? Like, you yelled at BravoCon. And I'm not kidding. He repeats what we already know. He's like, it was just like, you know, a merry-go-round. You know, we had an opportunity to see each other for 6 months or so. And yeah, we never took the leap, you know, into being like, you're my girlfriend. And I feel like when I wanted it, she didn't. And I'm like, hey, Austin, we literally already know that. So skip this part. We know the history of your relationship. Andy's like, right. Andy's like, please get there because I'm not following. And then he goes, but, you know, we would talk. And then in front of the group, you know, she'd yell at me. And I'm like, yeah, Austin, again. We've already covered that because you didn't watch the season. Because you didn't watch the season.
Oh, that's true. He didn't watch to know that we already. It got left in there.
We saw it all. We saw all of it.
God, he's like Jack. He doesn't watch the show. Please watch the show.
So that's when I realized at the fucking reunion, this man who hadn't watched. I mean, granted, the whole show hadn't aired yet, but he hadn't watched a lot of the show, and he's like, just fucking wait. Then he gets the reunion, still hasn't finished watching, and he's like, there's just a lot of stuff you guys didn't see, and starts listing like scenes we totally saw. You are so stupid, Austin.
God.
You are so stupid. Yeah. Shep chimes in and, okay, this irked me. This got under my skin. He chimes in to say that Olivia already knows this, by the way. He's like, he had every opportunity to tell you, let's be together. But he found a loophole. What loophole? He could do whatever he wants. Hey, I don't even know how to define us. And Olivia's like, what are you talking about? I don't like him. Like, we're not together now.
Yeah.
And Andy says, Andy go, but then Andy busts him. He goes, you're still mad at him. And Austin goes, oh, so what? You're upset. Well, you're upset now for no reason. Everyone on set is like, Shep. And I feel like that's when Craig was like, that's not how he told you to say it. He was like, I told you to say it like, Shep, what's the real problem? But not like, oh, you're mad at me for no reason. Now, yeah. Now he's on the defensive. Now he doesn't want to talk to you.
I know. It's like no reason. That's like, and again, the thing is, this is what irks me about Austin and Taylor is they don't realize they say some dismissive ass shit in front of like a like immediately after they apologize. Like,
yep.
I mean, they never yep. were together. Quote from Taylor after yep. the argument in Jamaica. Austin, like what did he just say? What was the phrasing? Because it was specific. What did you just say? He said to Shep,
you're mad at me for no reason.
You're mad at me for no reason. For no reason. There is a complete reason. Like, they're like, these are dismissive things and gaslighty things that mm-hmm. they do.
Mm-hmm. Shep goes, I watched the season and it broke my heart to watch you just shrugging the whole thing off. And then Austin goes, Shep, I was following your lead. What? That doesn't make sense either, sir. Rod asks Austin if he was ever planning on telling him when they were in Australia. Because they went on a whole trip to Australia, just right. the two of them. Like, oof, brutal. And Austin says, no. But look, yeah, I should have said something. This is the problem. You don't, he doesn't, like, fully take in just how shitty he's being. And
yeah.
he does, it's a very, it's a complete disconnect.
Yeah.
From full reality.
Yeah.
I don't know if, I don't think there's any hope. I really don't.
The thing is, I don't think that Austin is a complete narcissist, but I definitely think he has narcissistic tendencies and because like, I definitely think he can feel emotions and he, you know, all that stuff, but he does have this thing where he, it's definitely him first and he knows how to say what people want to hear, but he will never back it up like with action.
No. Craig says that Shep and Austin, they were working on their relationship, but then the scandal happened and it pulled all the focus. And he goes to JT, is that okay, JT? And JT goes, just teed him up and spoke all of his lines he needed, just like his therapist did. You're too obsessed.
Yeah, it's weird. The obsession is weird. It's at, the way that the anger level in which JT is giving it is if Austin has done this thing to him. It's too much. Not even Olivia is this upset. Like, mm-hmm.
yeah.
Like, that's the weird thing. It's like, you're the most, you, like, he's giving rage level of Ariana on their finale. Like,
yes,
it's crazy.
Yes, totally. Yes. Leva asks, she tries one more time. She asks Austin, like, why did you get mad specifically at Taylor? She was saying whatever she was saying and you got mad at her and said, I can't wait for the reunion for the truth to come out. And that's when Olivia actually did jump in to defend Taylor. Craig helps out Austin again and says it was about whether or not you told Taylor not to tell anyone about the affair. That was what the topic was. And Austin goes, no, it wasn't like a pact or anything. And Andy calls him out. He goes, I mean, you're punting. Like, you're just kicking it everywhere else you can get it. And Leva goes, Taylor just said you guys had a secret handshake and agreed not to tell. And Austin goes, you know, I just, like, I can't, like, you know, I need, like, specific questions. What? You just got one. You just got a specific question. She said it specifically what it was. Andy goes, well, okay, well, I mean, I'm literally giving you an open mic. And Austin goes, yeah. And then he just looks up to the left and says nothing. Says nothing. So Andy, I'm sure someone in Andy's ear was like, okay, ask this question because maybe he'll answer. Okay, Austin, what did we not show that you want people to know about you? And Andy says, or Austin says, God, I wish I would have had this stuff prepared, Andy. I truly, truly cannot get over this. I cannot get over this. Craig starts to step in and JT goes, oh, you're going to save him again, Craig? And I like Craig goes, I help everyone, JT, if you haven't noticed. thought that was cute. He does. He is chiming in to help everyone out.
That, and I think that is very true. Like,
he has. You're multiple just, times.
JT's just mad that he, that also, Craig's a lawyer. Okay? It's in his nature and DNA to do this. So shut the hell up, JT. Go rent out your Airbnb that looks like shit. I don't care.
Andy goes, do you want us to... Austin, do you want to say anything to Shep, who is your best friend? He's like guiding him every step of the way. Austin goes, yeah, I mean, Shep, I see you getting angry now at things that have, you know, transpired. And I mean, is that because of what's happened in the past week or two, or you feel I haven't been there for you? And that's when I'm like, oh, okay, here it is. And Shep says, no. Shep says, again, watching it back made me realize. And mind you, at BravoCon, we hadn't seen the whole season yet, right? Mm-hmm. So right. he didn't see everything. Makes me realize that Austin really wasn't getting it, which I was under the impression that you were getting it. And he even goes so far as to say, I'm watching it like, who are we dealing with here? And then Austin goes, so it has something to do with last week? Okay. Shep says he hates that they're not talking. And Andy finally translates and says to Austin, it sounds like you're taking a break from him due to his behavior. And Austin says he is. And so now I understand a little bit more of the dynamic where Austin's like, I actually don't care if Shep is mad at me or not.
Right.
He has no reason to be mad at me after what I did for him at BravoCon.
Right.
That's what I'm getting. Got it. And I feel like I wish he would just say that.
Right. I mean, yeah. I kind of gathered that as well. I mean, and I can see Austin's perspective on that. Like, we didn't see exactly what happened. Apparently, it was that bad. Mm-hmm. And for Andy to even acknowledge how great Austin is.
Right.
So I feel like at this
even Andy acknowledged it exactly.
That's a big deal. So I think at this point, like, I feel like Austin has apologized to Shep about the Taylor thing. That moment that we had earlier where he misspoke aside, I think he's like, I have apologized to you for the Taylor thing. I should have told you right away. I did not. But I have tried to prove that I am a friend to you because this is what I did for you at BravoCon. And you don't usually boast about the nice things you do for people. So it's kind of hard to be like, I did this for you. Like, that's why, like, why are you so mad at me?
And it's tough because they're always trying to protect each other because, like, that's what they do. I'm sure they've all got, like, secrets they don't want out. And Austin's trying not to embarrass him. But I bet it was... You know, can you imagine all fucked up Shep being saying shit to Austin too, just saying all kind. I'm sure he's mad about the Taylor thing, all kinds of stuff.
Right. So,
and he just like deals with it. But then Shep puts Shep does something that was very alarming. He goes, maybe some of my behavior is due to friendships that I thought were strong that aren't. I go, oh, no. Don't, sir. Mm-mm.
That was such a manipulative thing to say.
Don't do that.
That you cannot blame your behavior on your friends because, no, not Mm-mm. accepting that.
Not accepting
you're,
that.
You're almost 50. Grow up.
Yep. JT package, blah, blah, blah. Then they get on the topic of Taylor texting Shep, oh, I'll just go hang out with Austin. And that was, I forgot about that. So much has happened. I completely forgot about that part. Andy asks JT why he brought up, Taylor and Austin. I don't know what I meant by that. Why did you bring up Taylor and Austin? He says,
"Oh, at the wasn't he referring to when at the first episode when he brought up the sleepover?"
Thank you, duh, Emily. And I don't believe JT's line right here. He says because he didn't think Austin would ever tell Shep, duh. But it's because, and I'm glad they keep pushing him on it, I know it's because he wanted it to get him closer to Taylor. You didn't bring it up because you love your friend Shep. You also were going to pursue your good friend Shep's ex, Taylor.
See, that always, I agree with you on that, but, and I've always agreed about that, but I don't understand why – I've never understood why then it's okay for JT to pursue Taylor.
I don't get it. It's like you're so mad at Austin not telling your good friend Shep about it, but yet you're going to go profess your love to her?
I just didn't like – and he said he's been in love with her for a year. Is that not a secret as well? Is that not deceptive? Why is that okay?
How have they not once addressed that?
Is it – not is it fine because yours is one-sided? and it was never going to fucking happen in a million years.
Because I don't get it.
I literally this entire time was like, what in the fuck difference is it for Austin to do it than for JT to do it? Because you're both friends. I understand that. I do understand that Austin has a deeper friendship with Shep. That's the only big difference that I can see. But yet, if we're playing by JT's motherfucking rules, a friend is a friend and you shouldn't be doing that. No?
It's like you brought it out to help your friend Shep, but then you're also going to pursue Taylor. So what? Sir, goodbye.
Yeah.
And then he goes, why am I the one who brought it up? It happened before the last BravoCon. And Austin goes, you don't have to be. You just choose to be the douchebag. Andy asks Rodrigo, Gay Rod, what he thinks. And he's full team Austin. He says, JT found an opportunity to get to Taylor. And Leva goes, you guys can't gaslight someone for doing the right thing. Leva, open your eyes, though. I don't get, I need someone to say, but you were going to pursue Taylor. And I need to know how Shep feels about that. Because right. I still don't understand it.
I think Shep feels nothing about that because he knows that it's never going to happen. I think that's the only reason Shep is
right.
I honestly think that's why everyone's actively ignoring it, because I think that they think it's a little bit comical and they kind of want to see the disaster of JT trying to pursue it, to be real.
Oh, that's funny. Craig says that it's true that it was good that it came out, but JT, he's like, JT, is there any truth to you trying to get closer to Taylor at that time? Like, maybe you thought you were getting competition out of the way, and JT, he deserves to know the truth, and that's why I brought it up. But Leva does say the rumor had been circulating before JT said anything. So she had had people say to her, did you hear they hooked up? Okay, fine. Andy asks if they believe it was just kissing, and obviously Shep and Olivia both say no. But Vanita comes at it with, I'm not talking to my family about possibly dating someone if I'm not fucking them.
That was so good. Vanita.
Thank you.
Vanita is a prime example of looking at her first season and learning herself.
Elevating. Okay? Totally.
Congratulations, Vanita. I would like you back for third season. Mm-hmm. Your third season.
Oh, she is absolutely going to come back. Andy brings up the physical fight with Austin and JT. I love that Andy was not here for
I do too.
JT's
I do
bullshit.
Too. Because I know they don't want people to get physical, but watching the tape, we can all see why that got to where it got to from Austin.
Mm-hmm. JT goes, you came in and pushed me first. JT also uses the word bifurcate, which I had to look up and I still don't even really understand it. He could have just, I don't even know. JT goes, I call you out for being a shitbag for the whole season. And Olivia goes, I mean, he does it in an annoying way, but he's not wrong. So
that, I died when she said that. Because that is exactly what we've been saying. It's like, what you're saying, JT, we do actually agree with. Yes, but the way in which you deliver it to us is quite annoying.
You are an annoying little human being, okay? And JT goes, Taylor had nothing to do with this. Austin's like, watching it back, it sure seems like it. And JT goes, you only watch half the episodes. You're not very smart. Okay, fine. I'll give you that. But then he goes, I'm actually helping you in forming this argument for you so you can wake up and learn how to be a man. Okay, that's when Austin hits him with the, it's your first season, so people don't know what a piece of shit you are. You can hide behind the fact that you just called yourself a gentleman 38 times, and that means that you're a gentleman, but it doesn't. And it's true. JT, we can tell you're not a good person.
Yeah.
I can tell you're not. So please come back so that we can expose you, because there's been all sorts of TikToks, okay?
Right.
Support for today's episode comes from Jenni Kayne, and we love Jenni Kayne fashion because Jenni Kayne is the timeless, the classic, but very California and also very elevated staples. They're wardrobe staples, wardrobe must-haves. They never go out of style. They make getting dressed so easy because it all just fits perfectly together. And you see, right now, the sweater weather that we're having, this is especially when Jenni Kayne thrives because their sweaters
are it. I am obsessed with the mohair boyfriend cardigan because it's just the perfect little everyday piece. Jenny Kane is known for their super luxe yet lightweight sweaters. They do cashmere better than anyone. The cashmere fisherman, the Flynn cashmere sweater, the cashmere cocoon cardigan. They are bestsellers every season, but I especially love them in the winter, the cozy times. Everything in Jenny Kane is designed with intention, so you can style pieces together without a second thought. I love to pair something like the cable half zip with everything from, I don't know, classic denim to a simple slip dress. Just effortless, put together. That's the vibe. They also have shoes. I have a fabulous pair of sandals from them, and the kitten heel that they have is officially back. I'm obsessed with the modern suede take. And the Blake boot, it's everything. It's everything you want in a classic winter shoe. Don't even get me started on their loungewear. You know, loungewear and me, we're like besties. The Marina sweatshirt and sweatpant on repeat, baby. In and out of the house. And don't sleep on their home essentials. Their candles are to die. They've got furniture pieces, cozy pillows and throws, all kinds of perfectly curated decor. And they have an incredible rewards program where you can earn up to 10% back with every purchase. And joining is completely free. Find your new uniform at jennykane.com. Our listeners get 15% off your first order when you use code SHESPEAKS at checkout. That's 15% off your first order at jennikane.com. Promo code SHESPEAKS. Let getting dressed be one less thing to worry about. So Andy asked who was to blame for getting physical, and Shep himself says JT was pretty aggressive and forced Austin's hand. Then dumbass Leva goes, nobody makes somebody punch them. You can step back. Sure. Granted, what's his face? JT was on a stool and Austin was not, so he could have walked away, but... like, come on now. Craig goes, but JT, didn't you headbutt him first? And JT goes, no, I said your friends don't trust you. You overheated. Pushed me once, then again. And Austin goes, JT, you said I'm in your face now. Andy goes, have you guys spoken since that night? They say no. Andy goes, have either of you apologized to each other? And Austin goes, we haven't spoken, Andy. I don't know why I thought that was funny. He's like, stupid question.
I know. I feel like
even Andy was like, yeah, I just asked that. Have you guys spoken? No. Have you guys apologized? We haven't spoken.
This is the one topic I think Austin has like, really like is a triggering for him, because I really believe that he did not want to get physical with JT.
I agree
and
too.
I think that he is so I truly think this is a one time out of all the crap shit horrible things that Austin has done on the show. I think this is the one time he has full regret of his actions, and not because of JT, but just because he was like, that's my one moral compass is I don't get physical.
Yeah.
That's the one thing that you could say about me. Uh-huh. I don't get physical, and I just fucking did it.
Yeah. Andy says to JT, "Have you apologized to him?" The way JT goes, for what? Oh, I want. He goes for getting in his face. JT says, "I didn't get in his face. He got in my face." Andy is like, "I'm not going to put up with this. Okay, I'm not putting up with you." He goes, "You were trying to get him to punch you, right?" JT goes, he can't make eye contact with Andy, though. He goes, no. And when he, like, looks away like that, I know he's lying. And Andy goes, come on. Are you kidding me? What did you think was going to happen? You didn't think he was going to get physical with you? JT goes, I was minding my own business. Andy goes, you were minding your own business? No, you were not. You were calling him out loud. Oh, my God. This man. This little.
Obnoxiously thing. While on a stool. Like, okay. That's crazy. Like. You were literally making a spectacle in the middle of this little hacienda?
Hacienda? Craig asks JT is there anything Austin could do now to get you not to be upset with him? Andy goes, ooh, great question. I love how much he loved it. He's like, yes, love that, Craig. He's loved Craig forever, too, so he probably loves new Craig. JT goes, we're beginning the process now by having tough conversations, but you got to do the work, bro. I want to root for you, but you've got to be held accountable.
I don't like his little self-help. Like, you're not qualified.
Who are you?
Yeah, like, who gave you the, like, the authority to be, like, the mediator of the group, the person who is going to be able to say if you're able to, like, rejoin the fold? Like, fuck mm-hmm. off.
Fuck off is right.
I'm on it. This is very toxic thinking, so don't – Austin shouldn't do this, but if I was Austin, I'd probably be like, I'm going to be even worse because you're being annoying. Like,
that's the problem, is it makes you want to rebel against it.
It does.
It's very ineffective.
It's very ineffective because it's condescending and it's not genuine.
Mm-hmm. Austin says he's been held accountable for a long time. And I laugh at that because I'm like, no, they've tried to hold you accountable, but you don't take it on. And JT goes, this is real fuckboy therapy. And Andy is like, oh, sir. He goes, okay, well, guess what? We do it once a year right here. Okay?
Yeah.
He was like, I'm not fucking – we've been on the Austin merry-go-round. You just got on.
Yeah. I feel like even – I Andy in that moment, I don't think he had a full opinion yet. But Andy in that moment was like, I can understand why they don't like you and why Austin punched you. Absolutely can. And I'm about to throw my cards at you. I'm like about to do it. About to put your little ass on a shelf up there and put tape over your mouth.
I just had the best visual of Andy tossing his cards at him. Then Craig jokes, he's going to hook up with your mom. That was amazing. That was amazing.
He didn't like that. He didn't like it because he knows it's like possible.
JT gets triggered again because Andy asks if Austin has any tips for guys like JT for getting the girl, which is such a shady question. I don't even think that's how it was written on the cards. I think Andy rephrased it. I'm going to put this the way I want to put it.
Yeah, that's when Andy is getting – when he gets, like, petty, it's because he's like, I've decided I don't like you any longer and I'm going to start being – I'm going to be petty too. The card Austin, was blank. There was nothing on it.
Austin goes, there's no hope for that guy. And JT goes, Austin, you coached Taylor to lie. And Austin goes to Taylor, did I coach you to lie? Please tell them. Olivia won't let that happen because she says, we watched the scene. We watched the scene of you guys talking and her saying, well, I'm glad you feel better after you told Shep and she had lied to me.
Yeah.
Austin starts explaining it and Andy says, why does everyone talk for Taylor? And you know what? Madison, when she goes, I know, I felt it because I think Madison has not been given any grace when she's been on the show from these men.
Yeah.
All of them are treating her like a child. And then all Taylor does is go, I will say, I'm not good at this stuff. So I was just trying to protect Olivia and didn't know how to handle the situation. And then goes back to being like a little...
But the thing is, she plays into that, like, yeah, damsel in distress bullshit, which is why the internet is, like, thinking Olivia is being so harsh with her because Taylor's just a little baby mm-hmm. who doesn't know better. And she has her first heartbreak and big bad Shep and it's all his fault. And he's saying it's totally his fault. Like, fuck off. She's an adult.
Totally.
That talks like a baby and I don't like it.
Viewer question, which I'm glad someone asked. Taylor, you said you put your hand on the Bible when you swore nothing happened between you and Austin. As a devout Christian, I cannot believe you would invoke the name of God in your lie.
That was probably my favorite viewer question,
oh,
to be honest.
Oh, shit. Taylor goes, bending the truth and bending the truth is a lie. I regret it. And Madison, she's like, you didn't bend it. You lied. He's like, I'm not going to let you get away with this. Taylor said, I said there was nothing going on. There wasn't. You asked if we hooked up. I said no. So that's a lie. Taylor apologizes to Olivia for hurting her and even apologizes to Shep. And Olivia cries here because she goes, I know you're going through a lot and it kills me that I actually can't be there for you. But like, I can't be there for you. Like, I understand. I understand Olivia's pain. Andy asks her what it would take to move into a friendship with Taylor, and Olivia goes, oh, that is not happening. But I'm not going to make this miserable for you, meaning like filming, I'm sure.
Yeah.
We can move forward. We just can't move forward together. So they go on a break and Taylor cries to the producer and Taylor's like, I can't do this. And the producer says, you can just be honest, which I was like, what are you referring to here? Mm-hmm. She says that it's hard seeing Shep go through all this stuff and not being able to be there for him. Well, they get back on the set. And the first big thing Andy says is, Taylor, I've been watching you and the way you look at Shep, it seems like there's a lot of love there. I'm going to guarantee this was fed to Andy by producers. They were backstage working with Taylor and whoever that producer was like, she still loves Shep. Why the fuck, Andy? I did not like that. I did not like Andy. Like, do not encourage this. Do not. Yeah. We know there's still feelings there. We don't need to ask this fucking question. Please keep them away from each other.
I agree, especially because I felt like this entire reunion, Shep was, I feel like the grooming is the only word I can use that makes sense. He's like putting these like seeds, like, hey, to Taylor, like I'm willing to get back. Mm-hmm. But I only feel like he wants to do that, one, because he needs someone to help get back his squeaky clean reputation so then he can start drinking again. Because I wouldn't be surprised if he just goes ahead and marries Taylor just so people will get off his back, see that he's a
Craig
good-
says that. He says they'll get married. I think they'll get married one day.
I don't know if he thinks that they should, or he just knows that he would, because he can read Shep and knows what his next move would be. Can tell.
Yeah.
But I feel like Shep comes from a family that marriage is not that sacred, so he could be like, I'll marry Taylor to fix my reputation.
That's what I thought when he's blamed the show for them not working out. I'm like, oh, yeah. Because then you wouldn't be recognized and noticed as much and you could cheat easier because come on now. Bullshit. Okay, Andy asks how Austin and Shep move forward. And Austin calls himself an enabler, which means that was a big word for him to use. We've all like seen Shep, but there's just been so many things I'm sure we haven't seen. Mm-hmm. And even when Taylor and Shep were still together and there's the story of Shep being wasted at a bar and Craig having to like physically tell him to not hook up with someone.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, that's just Shep all the time. Just like drunk out in Charleston all the time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I think they brought this up at the last reunion. He was like hitting on girls, wait staff at Leva's restaurant.
Yeah, because he's just blackout drunk guy all the time.
Yeah.
So, bro. Shep says the reason things went down is he was suppressing everything because of all the love that he has for Austin. I'm assuming he's saying the reason I suppressed it was for the love of that. But he goes, so maybe it's time that I cultivate relationships with other people. I said, oh, that's a statement, sir.
And that's another manipulation tactic. Since you can't be a good friend to me, I'm just gonna find a good friend in someone else, and then you're gonna be, and then I'm cutting you off. Like,
and that would be great, honestly. Craig says that it makes me sad, but I think you finding your new normal is important. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what, guys, Shep really does need to get sober. Andy asks if they have achieved, asked JT, did we achieve the fuckboy exorcism? And JT goes, not even close. We're not even halfway there. Craig's like, aw, come on. We got to finish it. And JT goes, well, you're sweating, so it's good to see something is happening. And I said, why are you coming for Craig, sir? Uh-uh.
I like low-key think JT, though, is he's in love with both Taylor
and Craig.
Craig.
Did you see his creepy, cringy post where he's like, I'm a new cast member on Southern Charm. Of course I, whatever, that, did you see that?
No.
I don't recommend it. It's cringe. But the last of it is, I'm a new cast member. Of course I'm in love with Craig. Yeah, he's holding pillows.
Mm-hmm. I honestly, JT just truly wants to step into the skin of Austin. He wants to have Craig as his bestest,
oh my God.
Bestest friend, and Taylor his girlfriend. He's like, sorry, Olivia, I don't see it, but Taylor and my girlfriend.
Ooh, that's so true.
And he wants to have that weirdo dynamic with Shep.
I mean, you're not wrong, girl. You are not wrong, okay? Mm-mm. Even Vanita feels bad for Austin at this point. Even Vanita's like, he did okay. Come on. And Andy says that.
If Vanita says that, I agree.
Exactly. Andy says, well, we'll try again next year. And Craig goes, no, I can't do it anymore. And Madison goes, I can. She's also, like, this is the best reunion we've ever had.
I wish they kind of touched just for like a split second more on the new dynamic of Craig and Madison, because I enjoy them.
I do too. You need to watch the Craig and Madison Watch the Reunion special.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I don't know. I don't even know how to. It's on the Bravo app somewhere, but you will love it because it's Craig watching him be all blackout drunk, yelling, "You were fucking an ex-MLB player," like that one where he's blackout. Okay. He doesn't really remember like any of it, and he's just mortified. It's really good.
Oh no.
Yeah. It's
come
amazing.
So far. He's come so far.
Exactly. They do the final toast in these tin hats, and Shep goes to give the most intense, long toast about life knocking you down. And Andy's like, I regret having Shep do this.
Closed my eyes because I had secondhand embarrassment because I was like, it's going on too long. But simultaneously impressed about how he memorized all of
that's,
that.
I was thinking the same thing. I was like, this can't be off. This is like a monologue.
Yeah.
So, and he has it off, he ends that on the ready. So, okay.
Yeah, it was like cringe, but also impressive.
I had the exact same question. It's like, so you have this like ready to go whenever anyone asks you to make a speech, you can do this whole thing. Okay. Well, thank you, Southern Charm, for a wonderful season. Let's see. Who would I want back? I would want back everyone. I could honestly, if they keep him as friends, I can have Straight Rod stay there. If Gay Rod wants to come and deliver some drama, that's fine too. Like if he's willing to be like the villain, I can have him back too. And then the rest, everybody has to come back.
Yeah, I'm good with the whole
cast. Oh, and Leva, I don't need.
I'm good with the whole cast as well. I don't need Straight Rod. He literally gave us nothing. Like once the whole Olivia thing was done, I felt like he clocked out. I don't think that there's anything for him to give even in a friend of capacity. Mm-hmm. I would like more of Gay Rod just because I see you got something in you. Like, let's see some of this. Like, sprinkle him in as a friend of. And Leva can absolutely go. I thought in the beginning of the reunion I was seeing some hope. She fell off hard for me.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Bye. Go do Southern Hospitality.
Right. I do enjoy that show.
So it came on after it'll automatically play. So it went on. I don't know what episode number it was, but I think the second season is better than the first season, it looks like.
Yes. No, they're the second season is much better than their first season. But yeah, obviously, you just need the first season to like understand dynamics.
For context.
Yeah. For context. It's not a bad first season. It's just a whatever first season. I could have also seen them not coming back, but whatever, but like from the first season, but the second season, I'm having a great time. I'm having a great time. I never enjoy when Leva's on. It's kind of like LVP when she is on Vanderpump. It's like, I get back to the young kids.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you, Southern Charm. Thank you, Pia, for joining me for the Southern Charm reunion.
Thank you for having me.
And guys, we will see you soon. Vanderpump Rules is coming up. Next week?
Wait, two next weeks. Week.
2 weeks. It's on the 30th. So that would be, next week. Bloop. All right, guys. Well, are you freaking out?
You just shook the shit out of me. I was like, what? I'm excited. I'm so excited.
You didn't know? I've been like counting down the days.
I knew it was coming up, but I think I like purposely didn't check because I'm very much excited for this new season. So I didn't want to watch it too closely because I get too excited.
All right. That totally makes sense. Okay, guys, don't forget to follow Piaget on all the platforms. Link will be in the description. And love ya. Mean it. Bye, Patreon.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to She's Speaking with Emily Hanks. This show is produced, hosted, and edited by me, Emily, and brought to you in partnership with Cloud10 Media. If you are looking for bonus content, check out the Patreon. The link is in the description. To show some support, you can hit that subscribe button and turn on notifications so you never miss an episode. Another free way to support the pod, please rate and/or review on whatever platform you listen. It's free and it helps the algorithm. or something. You could also head to buymeacoffee.com/shespeaks and buy me a coffee or two. Make sure you're following me on all social medias. I am She's Speaking with Emily Hanks across all platforms. Threads, TikTok, Instagram, Facebook. That's it. Thank you guys. See you soon.